This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The 1-1. And that ball is drilled to deep left field. This one's got some carry, and it leaves the yard. Well, Puig came close his first time, hitting one high off the wall in left center, but this one goes a good dozen rows into the seats and straightaway left. Puig hits his 8th home run of the year, and the Dodgers lead 6-2.
That was a beatdown last night, 12-5. It was 11-2 after the fourth inning. The Dodgers put up 7 in that frame, and Bartolo Colon got beat down. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean and RJ on the home of the Rangers and Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Bartolo gets lit up for 8 runs, didn't do anything at the plate. I was staying up for that. He came up first with the bases loaded and hit a comebacker. Then he ended up striking out. Then Yasiel Puig went deep off of him for the second time in that fourth inning, and it was night-night. That's all I got.
Yeah, I think we've spent enough time on this.
That's good?
Yeah, I think that's about all we need to see, all we need to hear about.
Rangers lost their season high, tying 5th in a row, and they fall to 14-19 on the road, having lost 4 of their last 5. And Bartolo Colon, for the very good year that he's had, has allowed 19 home runs this season. Did get strikeout 2,500 in the first inning.
Did it look like 48,000 people were there?
No.
That's what they say. That's what they claim. They claim a lot of things out there in L.A. that aren't really true.
Okay.
But, yeah, this is an atrocious baseball game, start to finish. There was the only redeeming quality was Delino didn't get hurt, and Chu had a nice night.
Yes.
That's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Cole Hamels goes to the Rangers in the little short series finale. Cole 3-6 with a 3.86, and he has allowed 17 home runs, second most in the majors. So it'll be the Rangers and the Dodgers for the final time in this little miniseries tonight. 8:30 pregame, first pitch at 9:10. We want to talk about what happened with Mike Trout and Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper had to leave yesterday. He got hit twice, and he walked twice, but he had to leave.
Got hit in the foot.
Yes.
The first time, it was the ball nicked his elbow, and that sounded like it was painful. Like it was Sabathia, and he doesn't throw 96. He's high 80s, low 90s guy. And he hit him in the elbow, and it got him right flush on the bone. And then he gets hit by Betances, who throws 111. And he got hit in the toe, and he starts to walk to first base, and he turns and is like, no, not doing this, which really made an NLGM happy, or because he called him a losing player.
Yes.
So that really made him happy that selfish Bryce Harper couldn't tough it out, according to him.
Here, text messages sent to Robert Murray of FRS from a National League executive. Quote, he's simply overrated. The good ain't worth the bad. He's a losing player. Cares about himself more than the team. If I was in charge and had money, my team would not pursue him. We would use that money to sign 2 to 3 winning players. If he gets more than 10 years, $300 million, I'd be surprised. I would not give him 10 years, period, and certainly not at that AAV. Is that annual average?
Yeah, average annual value.
He's just not worth it. He's a selfish, losing player.
Okay.
Now, heading into yesterday, Bryce had 19 home runs, but he was only hitting .228. His batting average on balls in play, 100 points lower than his career average. Over his career, though, he is a .281 hitter.
Yeah, that batting average on balls in play tells you one thing, that he has been incredibly unlucky or he's not making very good contact. And considering that he has 19 home runs, he's making just fine contact. He's just getting unlucky. That's what batting average on balls in play tells you. Still got a good on-base percentage. But, yeah, I mean, if, you know, the fact that he didn't face a pitcher who was younger than him until, you know, 2016, you know, that makes him overrated. or the fact that you know,
I'll go on the record and say I do think Bryce Harper's overrated, and I can give you a number of different reasons. Number one, he's injured all the time. I don't know rookie year if they tried to pace him or not, but I'll start with the second year out of 162 games, right? 118, 100, 153, good. 147, yeah. Then last year, 111 games. So he missed 50 plus. The average is all over the place.
All over the place.
274, 273, 330. Awesome. That was the MVP season, right? 330 with 42 bombs. Then he dipped down to 243, then up to 319, and now 228. If I'm going to give record break, I mean, I'm signing Bryce for two reasons, if I do. Number one, the age, 25. And number two, the star power. This is one of those rare guys that's recognized in a mall. It's our mall test for Major League Baseball. But wouldn't you be surprised to know that Bryce Harper, with the exception of 1 year, has never hit 30 home runs? I was shocked to see these power numbers. 22, 20, 13, 42, 24, 29, 19. Now, some of that has to do with the injuries, but I think for all the hype, Bryce Harper, he's an overrated player. I'm not saying he's not a very good player. I think he's an overrated player because he's put in that stratosphere right below Mike Trout. And to me, we're still talking about a galaxy away.
Well, everyone's a galaxy away.
Like Kevin Durant is closer to LeBron James than Bryce Harper is to Mike Trout. And it's really not even close. James, I could even maybe say it for even Harden and LeBron with Bryce and Trout.
Well, yeah. I mean, Trout's all-time. All-time.
Yeah.
And
Bryce is supposed to be an all-time talent.
Well, he is.
And then I didn't even talk about his defense.
Well,
what do you have to do with him in 4 years?
He'll play center. He'll play out. He'll play right. He'll play all the positions. He can play. He's a good defensive player.
I know he can, but I'm just wondering if you start to guard him a little bit, if you start to protect him a little bit down the road.
Yeah, I don't know how they would work that. They might.
And his speed isn't there either. 18 steals, 11 steals, 2 steals, 6 steals, 21 steals, 4 steals, 5 steals. I mean,
it's kind of the game too with him and with them, you know, whether they want him to run. I mean, he has speed.
I know he does.
He has speed.
He has all the tools, but I mean, I just gave you five different categories of why I said.
Yeah, I mean, like they're not going to hide him in the outfield. He is not going to be a DH. He is a terrific defensive player. Whether they ask him to steal or want him to steal, I don't know. I don't know why they wouldn't want him to. With the speed that he has, you would want him.
He gets hurt.
Well, yeah, he does get hurt. But you can't play scared. If you're going to play scared, you might as well not play at all. And you know, I think he's terrific. He is not as good as Mike Trout, but I mean, who else you taking? Mookie Betts has been inconsistent throughout his career at times. He's had some injury things. Altuve, for sure, is an all-world player. But other than those three, you're not taking anybody else over. I mean, maybe Nolan.
Arenado, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I'll take a guy who could play center field over a guy who could play third base any day of the week. That's just me.
Roy, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I do understand what you're saying. I think there is a tinge of that he hasn't necessarily hit the numbers that that he can hit every single year.
He hasn't come close. Player A has 10 doubles, 17 home runs, 38 RBIs on the season, batting 200. Player B has 6 doubles, 4 fewer, 19 home runs, just 2 more, 43 RBIs, just 5 more, and a 228 batting average. Player B is Bryce Harper. Player A is Joey Gallo.
Ooh, I like that comp. I mean, not a player comp, but interesting stats.
So when Sean makes the point that Bryce Harper has been overrated, I tend to agree in terms of I've overrated him from the standpoint of I expect him to live up to these lofty expectations because I've seen so many young players what appears to be them doing that. Chris Bryant, Mike Trout, of course, are the names that come to mind. But then you think to this offseason, And you think about all the talk of Bryce Harper being the first $400 million player in baseball history, 10 years, $40 million. If you're signing up for that based on what you've seen over the last 2-3 years, granted, last year was very impressive, 29 homers, but as you said, Sean, didn't even get over 30. You could be taking a significant bath.
Yes.
On that deal.
I'm not saying there's a different argument, RJ, when you say, hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, how you ranking him? I'm just talking about for the contract. I'm just talking about avoiding what he's about to get paid. So Bryce Harper getting called out by this NL exec. Meanwhile, Mike Trout hit 2 more home runs. This is back-to-back multi-homer games in what some people are calling quite possibly the greatest season of all time. I'm seeing these headlines and these stories.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, that's what they're seeing.
He's on his way.
Yep. He is. Nobody has ever had, so war is the stat they're using to judge this on. No one's ever had a war single season over 14.3. That was Babe Ruth. And it was not Babe Ruth's 60 home run season either. No one's ever had that. And Mike Trout is, at this moment, provided he plays every game the rest of the way, he will go higher than that. And this would be the greatest individual season we've ever seen. And, you know where I stand on this. He's the greatest player you've ever seen. Whether you want to admit it or not is up to you. But he is the greatest player you've ever seen. Because you've never seen Willie Mays play, and you never saw Babe Ruth play. And the only ones you saw were a bunch of guys who were, you know, injecting things somewhere or rubbing creams and clear on their wherever. And you saw Ken Griffey Jr. And he's better than those guys. He's better than every single one of them. The fact that he was batting well below 300 a few weeks ago. And now he's up over 300 now. And if you go and you want to sit here and...
Man, I wish he was a free agent to get him up out of there. I can't stand him on the Angels. I wish he was a free agent right now.
He ain't going to be a free agent for a few years.
Yeah.
That's the shame. That's the shame with Mike Trout. But this dude is just flat out amazing. Every single day you get to watch him and you don't is a day you missed. That should be a meme. There should be a Mike Trout motivational meme. Every day you get to watch Mike Trout play and you don't, you miss out on life.
That's a long meme.
He's batting 350.
You might have to shorten it there.
Yeah. Killer. Batting 350 in the month of June.
All right. RJ sent a story yesterday. I'm almost tempted to cancel Mike Fisher to talk about Cowboys and Mavs today because it's going to turn into a battle. Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer reports that the Kings and the Mavericks are reportedly interested in either trading their first-round pick or moving back in the draft. The Mavericks are looking for a deal that could help them compete for the playoffs in 2018, 2019? What?
Who's running things over there? What are they doing? Who is running? Is Mike Fisher running things? Because I know that's what Fisher wants. Fisher wants to, let's just try to win. Let's try to win 47 games. Let's make the playoffs. Lose. Well, let's build. I know this is the crap that Cooperstein wants. Well, let's try to win. Try to win.
Do you know people who always start projects and, like, they're the great idea person and then they always bail? Like, I had a couple friends who, like, they're going to build their own house. Hey, that's impressive. I can't even hang up a ceiling fan. You're going to build your own house and you're constructing and da-da. And then halfway through, it falls off. Halfway through, all of a sudden, all your magical details and your planning, it just faded away. What makes you think that you are anywhere close to competing? Did you not see Dennis Smith Jr.? Are you not excited about him? Do you not think you need another one of those and maybe even an additional to make this rebuilding legit?
Yeah, you need two of them.
What, like, don't be oblivious and don't be foolish. That's what I would tell Mark Cuban and Donnie. Like, please, what are you doing? The house isn't 3/4 done. You put in a couple bathrooms.
Dude, you don't even have the wiring.
Got a long, right? You don't have the wiring.
No. This is one of the dumber things I can remember.
Delusional.
I don't want delusional
and maybe desperate. Like, yeah. What? So what? You're not in the spotlight?
Right.
And your attendance probably sucks because you fudged it up? Don't be desperate. Don't be delusional. Please.
I don't like prolonged tanking. I don't want the Sacramento Kings here.
Yeah.
But we're way past, you know, just being able to get one guy and win some games. I mean, let's just, you gotta stick to this. You stick to the process.
Don't act like a fan. Like, Fish right. is a fan. I'm not even counting what he says unless it's a draft reports on what the direction should be for competing. He's a fan because it hurts him and his bar or restaurant, whatever it is, when the Mavericks probably aren't good. So when he sits there and says, no, I want them to compete. Well, too bad. Well, maybe not too bad. It'll be too bad for us, the team tankers, because of this stupid, hopefully, rumor that's out there. We'll talk to Mike about it at 7:20.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.